This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Figuring out what to wear at the office every day seems, on the face of it, easy, but it is, in reality, what's known as a multivariable problem. Do you have an important meeting? Are you making a presentation to a client? What is the weather going to be? So 3 years ago, Matilda Call decided she wasn't going to do that anymore. She wasn't going to waste the time and the mental energy anymore. She started wearing the same thing to work every single day. She wrote about it for Harper's Bazaar this week, so we asked her to come on and talk about it with us. Matilda, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me how this came to pass, this uniform, I guess, that you wear.
Well, it all started one morning when I had a very important meeting coming up, and I started to, you know, throw on and off different clothing pieces. But nothing seemed to work. You know, you end up looking like some kind of clothing hurricane. And I ultimately threw on something that I immediately regretted on the subway, per usual. And I get to the office. And when I get there, I'm not only late, but I'm unprepared. And I wear something that makes me look like a maniac.
And this is all because you couldn't decide what to wear in the morning.
Yeah. It sounds easy to just throw on something, but there's more to it than that. We have a lot of skilled women at the office, always looking super neat.
And there is pressure, right?
Exactly. Yeah. They're super fashionable. Some ladies even, you know, wear high heels every day, you know, fixed hair, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. It's New York after all.
Yeah.
And I just stood there. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to opt out of this.
You do imagine, I guess, a bit of thinking about this, and you land on a white blouse and a black pair of pants.
You know, the simplicity, it was the main point of the whole thing from the beginning.
Yeah.
I shopped it all in one day, no problem.
I read an article, and this will make sense in a minute, about President Obama and how he basically, and politicians generally, always wear dark suit, white shirt, red tie.
Yeah.
Because it gives them one less thing to think about in the morning. So you're freeing your brain up for other stuff.
It makes sense. I must say here, this doesn't mean that I don't love to dress. I go crazy over the weekends. I simply just choose to put this choice and time and love for clothing at nights and during weekends instead, when I actually, you know, feel like I enjoy it.
How long did it take for your coworkers? And we should say you're an art director or on the art staff at a mm-hmm. creative advertising agency,
See.
Right? So you're around people who notice this kind of stuff in
Correct.
Theory. How long did it take them to notice that it was white shirt and black pants for you every single day?
Well, it's funny. It took some time for people to actually approach me about it.
Huh.
I don't know why, but it was definitely not something that people just jumped over me and was like, hang on, you've been had the same
stuff. Yeah, you wore the same clothes,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It's been 3 years now,
mm-hmm.
right? Any sign that this is going to change anytime soon, or are you done? This is it now and for the foreseeable future?
Well, I see it like this. I wouldn't have any problem with giving it up if I felt like it, but it works great for me. So, yeah, I have no plans of stopping.
Has anything actually changed?
My life has just become so much more efficient in so many ways. And, yeah, it's this funny thing. My ex-VP at the agency mm-hmm. where I used to work, the first couple of weeks when I wore the outfit, she came to another colleague and she was like, man, I feel so bad. We don't pay Matilda enough. She can't afford clothing. We have to give her a salary bump. This is just not working. Unfortunately, that never happened. But maybe I should use it as an argument.
Matilda Call, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.